Game over.
So Marcus, how have you? Well, hold on. So Marcus, how is it? How your end?
How have I been?
Yes.
Well, been okay, I guess.
How's work going? Have you been at work lately?
Not lately, because you know nothing. Everything was seasonal.
Yeah.
My cousin died from my social security, my disability again. So
wait,
you know.
What?
Yeah, so this is the second time.
So you're gonna redo it again?
I did the appeal, so now I'm waiting. So they said February or March I'll get another, what do you call it, appeal appointment. Because apparently, you know, me almost dying wasn't enough for them, so.
Literally you on a bunch of machines, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was literally on life support, but you know, it's cool, it's cool. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm not disabled. That's cool, guys. Yeah, like, I'm like, whatever, dog. Just cool. So then I just did the appeal. Now I gotta wait again, so. Yeah. That's what's been my fucking fun time.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could be dead. Especially, I don't know if that'd be better, but, you know. I wouldn't have to deal with this bullshit, but, you know. I mean, I could be homeless again.
Nah, you don't want that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I agree. It could be worse.
Like I said, dude, I can always, you know. I want to get you a job. Help you get a job.
I know, but if I go and work, then that shows that I'm not disabled. So then everything that I've been working for from the past year means jack shit.
Yeah.
So I would have to work under the table, if anything, which is kind of bullshit.
No, but that's my thing. I mean, like, would that even affect like your apartment, building, like where you live at right now too?
Is it what?
I said, would if you were to get, like, a legit, like, job, would that affect your living situation, too?
Yeah, because then I would have to start paying a percentage of rent. Like, I have to report everything.
Oh.
Like, everything gets fucking, you know, reported, so. Kind of. Yeah, it's just a whole fucking situation. They even cut off. I have food stamps. They cut off my food stamps for, like, a month.
Why?
Because they're like, oh, we didn't receive papers, and I got like, dude, I literally submitted everything to you guys. Nothing's changed.
Yep.
I have no income. And they're like, oh, we can put you on GR, right? Yeah. So I'm like, if I go on general relief, and I do get applied for disability, then guess what? I have to pay back everything on general relief.
Yep.
And it's like, it's so stupid because, like, it's only $200 a month. But then because I would start making that, I would only get like $140 because it takes a percentage for the rent, right? And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? What is $140 a month? $140 a month is shit, dude. You could spend that on a day eating. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I'm surprised the price at age of all, I expect at least five of dollars to be. So you can't even get done, you just fucking benefit.
Well, yeah, like, I was just fucking like enough my getting job. That's why I've been the places I have worked so far, I've been under the table.
So then I
was thinking about starting my graphic design again, just doing that on a side hustle, you know what I mean? I just got my computer back from my ex not too long ago. and I got a, what do you call it, what's it called, a monitor for my brother. So, we'll see how this works out.
Have you ever tried Uber or Lyft? Or?
I don't have my license, so that wouldn't work out. And then we go back to the whole point where I would have to report everything.
I was trying to be a newspaper boy.
The what? Newspaper boy? I'm fucking dead, bro. I can't, bro.
Not even delivering
the little pamphlet? This one said to get a paper out. I'm fucking dead, bro.
But you get a bicycle.
Bro. My fat ass can't even ride a bicycle. I need a tricycle with two tires in the back.
Oh, use a scooter.
I need one of those scooters that uses car tires, bro. Might as well drive around.
Yeah, the return of John Moxley, and also, let's see, let me get your rumors ready. I got a pimple right above my fucking eyebrow, and it hurts.
Dude, I have one right on my cheekbone. That fucking bitch hurts, bro.
Oh, this one above my eyebrow, that one fucking hurts. Like, it's growing? Yeah, you can tell it's growing, because every time I try to flatten it down, it fucking hurts. Let's see here. Let me get the rumors.
Okada might go.
Okada might show up to the Royal Rumble Saturday.
And somewhere,
Week on a Thursday, so we would have to talk about Rampage and AEW, and also, oh shit,
what?
Shane McMahon, spoiler alert, Shane McMahon is one of the supposedly surprise entrants for the Royal Rumble. Ah, damn it.
How that went.
Well, let's see here. Well, also, supposedly, Brian Cage, Marco Stunt, Joey Janela, apparently their contracts are set to expire with no renewal.
Yep.
Also, Leo Rush.
Summer was on SmackDown last Friday. And she is pretty nice. Gotta say that. It was more like fine wine. Yeah, it was okay. But they gave Summer the legend title. That caused a lot of us to go. Because, yeah, she found the baby right out of that one. Land there. And also the main thing is that Seth Rollins, Taz Medusa, for you know, they're saying that workers cannot do anything about home. Healthy needs are costly. And all the that's the part that if the Uso wins, lose your opportunity to fight in the Royal Rumble. If you win, the Uso will be barred from the arena. And it was the tag team match. And the whole thing is like, oh, where are you going to find your tag team partner? It was Kevin Owens. That's crazy. Yeah, that was SmackDown. Sami Zayn was trying to do a Jackass stunt, but I guess they pushed out to do the actual stunt of trying testing self defense weapons like tasers, mace and all that stuff, and you know, hyping up for the Rumble. Hey, going to Ollie. We have monsters.
What was that noise?
What noise?
It sounded like fucking Chewbacca right now.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Like a magic wand.
Yeah. I like Chewbacca, bro.
Yeah. After that, Moxley had his first match after returning from rehab.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And he keeps the pain.
Goldberg after not... That, hold on. Goldberg not ruling what? Out extending contract with WWE. Oh, no.
He's
going to
be the Olympic champion in Saudi Arabia.
No, but he's already he already wants to extend his contract. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, we go, Saudi Arabia. After that, they're hinting at Moxley and Danny Rice might happen. And also, originally we were supposed to get Ricky and Trent Beretta a match, but I guess that's not gonna happen because he got the COVID.
Oof.
Who hasn't got the COVID at this point?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my I've already tell you guys, my whole family got COVID.
When?
Huh?
When?
Is it bad? Not like bad, but did he have it bad or was it, you know, like?
My mom and my dad had it pretty bad. My sister got it first, but they did some work. I think that's what she says anyway. And then, fucking, what do you call it? Then it passed to my other sister. Then it went on to my mom. And then my dad got it. And they were fucking all sick. My mom, my little baby brother got it. The 7-month-year-old, and then my other sister got it, my other brother got it, and then my brother, my oldest brother, he never got it, and he's been in that house, he was like COVID immune or something. Now my nana, my papa have it, my uncle, and my aunt, and my aunt, my cousin, and they have it pretty bad, they're all fucking sick and shit. And my uncle's vaccinated. So is my nana, and so is my papa, and my cousin, and they still got it. But I haven't got it. I've been away from that shit, because, yeah. But I already went back to my mom yesterday, and it was like, they had like 2.5 weeks of quarantine that they tested negative, so.
Technically, 5 days now, but.
Yeah, but I wasn't taking any extra, I'll take extra precautions and fuck that shit. I'm not going back to the hospital. But yeah, sorry, interrupt, I forgot to tell you guys that.
Yeah. Were they giving ibuprofen?
Yeah.
You know the medication I'm talking about? That treatment I'm talking about.
The one they use for malaria, right?
Yeah.
No, they didn't take none of that. They just quarantined.
Well, I hear people who they lose
my mom was the only one who felt any more symptoms than my sister, but they didn't lose no taste, no smell or nothing. they didn't, it was weird. And then my sister, asymptomatic, my older sister, she didn't feel shit. She felt normal as hell. So it was kind of weird. And like, yeah. It was kind of weird. But
yeah. All of girls are nice. Yeah, Triple Red, Nick Jackson from the Young Bucks. Remember, he was supposed to be a tag team match, but the member got sick. After that, Hook, strong arm of Ontario gets the win. And also the main event was, Andrew's favorite girl, and ours, Jade Cargill, defeating Anna Jay. And also, I don't know if Andrew watched the DCW, pay-per-view. Yeah, Moxie retained his title belt, Zack Ryder won his Hollywood belt.
With or interference from belt. X-Pac, Virgil, Hornswoggle.
And also, he said fuck on McColey. Is he feuding with McColey now? Does he have bad feud with McColey now? Ronda Rousey to return in the Rumble because WWE struggling with her quote unquote women's evolution. And they think, you know, Rowdy's gonna save the division. And Raw was pretty much the go-home show. Brock Lesnar did a weigh-in, and Bobby Lashley did a weigh-in, because I guess that's the main event match for the Rumble. Brock Lesnar weighed more than Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley weighed around 270, and Brock Lesnar weighs around. And nothing really happened on Raw. Yeah, Andrew, do you saw Raw? Do you have anything to add for Raw? Because I'm blanking on Raw. That's how below average Raw was. Imagine we did the restroom. And also, the rumor fell on. After that, we're going to NXT. Really neat. NXT started with a MSK defeating Jackie Time, advancing for the semifinal. That was a pretty good match. Not gonna lie, pretty good match. We had a backstage segment with Joey Stark saying that she wants to get ready for the Dusty Cup for the women. And also we see an unlucky tag team between Joey Stark and Io Shirai. And also Io Shirai is going to fight Starson. And also, we saw Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams in the arena with, I don't know if you guys know about the singer, Olivia James. Do you know that woman?
No.
Andrew, where are you been, you weenie? Andrew, do you know who's Olivia James? Do you know who's Olivia James? Olivia James, I'm talking in NXT.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, if you saw her, she was some chick with big old boobah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Instagram literally broke when she, literally on my end, when she performed.
And I skipped the performance because I'm here to watch wrestling, not some fat four singing. That's just me. And also, the Carcara Fantasma was on the ring, cutting a promo, and our boy XR said that he hates Braun Breaker because how Braun Breaker was out. Rose to the rank and won the title in the second shot, and how everyone respects him. And Breaker said, like, you know, he's not here to beat the bush. She's like, if you want some, get some. And Escobar was like, no, I'll do it my time. I guess Baker took the lesson from Tabasco though. No beating the bush, no counter promos. But if you want some, come get some. He's ready. And after that, Phil Sakoa, the Usos' baby brother, defeated Boa in a no disqualification hardcore. And Solo, you know, gave the favorite.
Oh, also, Major League Wrestling files antitrust lawsuit against WWE for monopoly.
What kind of monopoly?
Antitrust lawsuit against WWE in California federal court alleged that Mitch McMahon's company tried to interfere with MLW's TV contracts and business processes. MLW claims WWE pressured third parties to abandon contracts with prospective relations with MLW.
MLW.
Yeah, Major League Wrestling, the thing I, the one I've been watching lately. It's on YouTube. Yeah, supposedly they were supposed to have a deal with, one of them was supposed to be with, I think, one of the old networks that showed, one of the older networks that used to show wrestling. I think it was either one of the old Impact channels. They were going to host MLW. And then that went to shit. And then apparently, what was it? Vice TV? On the Dark Side of the Ring?
Yeah.
Yeah, they also showed a MLW pay-per-view, and they teased, like, oh yeah, MLW's gonna come to Vice, and that went down to shit. And the reason why that one went down to shit is because of said reason, because WWE told them, don't do business with MLW. They're no good.
But the question is SmackDown or Raw in Vice or in any of the other Impact?
No.
It's not Monopoly.
Well, apparently the attorneys beg to differ.
Then the attorney's stupid. Yeah, not all attorneys are smart, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, this is the thing. WWE has been wrongfully depriving its competitor, its other wrestling competitors and or territories of crucial opportunities for many years. But its latest conduct has been even more inconceivable.
And, where's currently at?
TNT and TBS.
Out of everybody, you think all WWE's gonna focus on ROE?
No, they're focusing on all the other brands.
That's the problem. If I was WWE's lawyer, I'd say, out of any other company, there's New Japan, there's ROE.
Nope, and WWE's
where are we denying? This company's just blaming us for their own failure, and WWE's product is not on any of the channels they quote for loss. That's just if we play as WWE's lawyer, our lawyer, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, like I said, if you let me read the thing,
because I don't even know what it is. WWE's it's like black.
Okay, WWE has been wrongfully deprived its competitors and or territories of crucial opportunities for many years now. And alleged conduct has been...
Hey guys, I'll call you guys right back. I gotta take this call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Inconciliable. MLW CEO. And saying, I think we speak for the rest of professional wrestling world when we say that this is anti-competitive behavior needs to stop. The complaint claims it started in mid-2021 after MLW entered a lucrative agreement with Tubi. With Tubi, the app that currently hosts Lucha Underground.
Yep.
WWE called an executive at the Fox-owned streaming service and asked the deal to be terminated on site. If not, WWE threatened to stop doing business with Fox and pull SmackDown off the air. And I don't mean one episode. I actually mean pull SmackDown entirely off Fox.
Hey, here's my counter. Here's my counter. Is there any proof about that? Does the lawyer for have proof of that claim? Is it bullshit or is it anonymous sources?
No, the person who actually, like I said, the MLW CEO and its attorneys actually had the copies, actually had the documents of said deal and the termination. Why? So literally, somebody at the somebody that works for Tubi literally narked on WWE, telling MLW, you know, pretty much a mole, saying like, oh yeah, WWE said that, you know, you can't be on Tubi. A wrestler gonna pull SmackDown off the air.
But also, here's my counter: if SmackDown's
on Hulu,
then it's not a monopoly.
Okay, hold on, let me finish the post.
If it was on Hulu, there you have a monopoly situation.
Yeah.
On Tubi, that doesn't have any water.
Well, hold on, like I said, the WWE called an executive at the media company and asked to terminate the deal on site. If not, WWE threatened to stop doing business with Fox and pulled WWE programming off the air. Just days before MLW was about to begin airing on Tubi, the contract was terminated on site. The complaint said that MLW said the complaint that led to this event cancellation and delays resulting in a 40% drop in ticket sales within a few weeks. WWE agreed to in 2018 to a 5-year, $1 billion deal on Fox and has the broadcast rights for Friday Night SmackDown and reached a deal with the company to air old WWE pay-per-views during the height of the coronavirus pandemic, aka the Thunderdome era. In addition, according to the complaint, WWE interfered with another potential business relationship with then WWE Senior Vice President Susan Levison. Actually, this one's legit, and they documented, called a vice executive to say the McMahons were pissed off that the network was entering into an agreement in May 2021 to air MLW programming and that it should end the relationship immediately. The vice executive then told Levinson that they thought she was actually doing was illegal and it was probably an antitrust violation somewhere in the conduct code. According to the suit, the claim alleges that the call resulted in Vice withdrawing negotiations from only airing the MLW pay-per-view Fightland on October 2nd, and that was supposed to be that literally ended right then and there with that one pay-per-view. WWE disputed the accusations made in the lawsuit, and this is from WWE's end. WWE believes that these claims have not merit nor intends to vigorously defend itself against them, the company said in an official statement. So what does that mean?
You want
me to do a legal jargon
or a simple one?
Well, like I said, it says WWE believes that these claims have no merit and no intends to vigorously defend itself against them.
You know what it means, Andy? It means the lawsuit is bullshit. What they're bringing is bullshit. It's a small company crying sour grapes because they want something to blame of their own failures. That's what it is.
Well, okay, MLW also claims that WWE aired footage of an MLW wrestler during one of its broadcasts without legal authorization and encouraged MLW registered to breach their contracts by disclosing confidential business information. MLW is suing compensatory, triple, and exemplary damages and injunctive relief barring WWE from inflicting further irreparable harm. The complaint claims WWE's egregious efforts in an attempt to destroy MLW business and retain its dominance of the United States broadcasting market for professional wrestling. MLW, unlike WWE, All Elite Wrestling and Impact, doesn't have a traditional television deal as a foundation for its revenue. The company relies heavily on smaller domestic and international media rights deals. Its content still airs in BN Sports and currently YouTube in the United States. And the company had a previous relationship with DAZN, but it ended sooner, so now they're on YouTube. That was from January 11th, so literally 2 weeks ago.
Most likely a business judge is going to throw the case because the case has no merit. Because the way you're telling this case is all around, it doesn't focus on how is it directly affecting this company. It's just a bunch of hearsay. And that's how the law works. You need it to have, you know, it has to be directly affecting you directly. You can't just say, oh, it's affecting us down the line, a few months after the incident. And also people say, oh, are you defending all week? No. Defending that week? No. It's just, when you see antitrust law, antitrust is very particular. It has to be exactly what the law says about antitrust. Like I said, if some of the company was trying to make a deal with Hulu, and they decide to do something like that, there you have a case. But since none of that actually happened, and also the other companies, the other studios, or if any WWE product on those shows, in those channels,
what's that?
Are those any WWE products are on those channels.
Those channels.
This company was, you know, all those other channels that this rest of the company was saying.
The only WWE programming, like I said, is on Fox and USA, and like you said, on Sci-Fi. Remember, you did say that Sci-Fi is second because when the Olympics are on USA, they get bumped to Sci-Fi, right?
Because the US channel on Sci-Fi.
No, nothing on Vice about WWE. Nothing on Vice, nothing on Tubi, nothing on Access or BN Sports. And on YouTube, well, they don't put nothing on YouTube. They just put old matches or the pre-shows.
Exactly. Where's the truck? The answer truck. Where you can still able to see this company. A judge will throw this case at them and say, this case has no merit. It's a massive waste of time. And also, a judge will say this case is all the cases they're trying to bring. It's too scatterbrained. Like I said. Antitrust laws has to be exactly, because the law's not, the law hasn't advanced with technology. Like I said, if it was them blocking them from beyond Hulu, that's an actual case. But that didn't happen. Didn't, Andrew, right? As an example, if YouTube, if WWE managed to say, oh, get this channel out because we want to do an exclusive on YouTube, right? Then you have an antitrust thingy. But none of that happened. Yeah, because the law is very particular. You cannot just have a shotgun approach on certain lawsuits. You know what happens with a shotgun approach on a lawsuit? They're easily thrown out. You have to be exactly. Here's what happened. Here's it affected us. I want, you know, the judge to hear the case. That's how you're supposed to do it. You know, like you were saying about the case, it's too scatterbrained and too, it's too over the place. I know there's gonna be some fans of the bad company who say, oh no, it's not. The law is the law. Sorry. I know most people want, you know, the law to be what they want it to be, but it's not. Sorry. Am I a lawyer? No.
Should there be? Yes.
Are there actual lawyers with expertise about that and they will tell you exactly the same thing I'm saying?
Yes.
Before, $5 words? After that little crash course on the law, he defeated Garu Reiji, hit him with Razor Edge, and so we have a continuation between Dante Chan. Yes, they're gonna continue a rivalry. And also Penta and Ida and Carly Rae defeated Toxic Attraction. Giving, you know, Ida Hartwell and her fans very close for the tag team opportunity. And also, Kelly Ray wants to beat the living shit of Mandy Rose. CJ is gonna fight Raquel Gonzalez because they want to have she wants to win the female Dusty Cup. And Gonzalez says no because she doesn't want to be in a tag team again. She doesn't want to be hurt again. And the Grizzled Veterans defeated Chase Jute and Friend. After you know, the Grizzled Veterans won, Von Wagner attacked Chase Jute. And apparently they're repackaging Roderick Stone, Andrew. I know you're shocked. Yeah, Roderick Stone is going to be a more younger and more serious version of Paul Heyman. They're giving Paul Heyman's gimmick to Roderick Stone.
Oh, Paul Heyman better give him some pointers.
And also, Io Shirai defeated Tiffany Starkwell with the moonsault. And also, we see the Diamond Mine. Yes, they continue the feud with
Imperium.
Imperium with Gunther.
Gunther.
I guess I don't know if Imperium is gonna have a woman because it's gonna be Roderick Strong and the.
I'll just say, let's see who they bring from NXT UK. That's about it.
Is there any impressive women from the UK branch?
Yeah, there's a few. That might
gel with Imperium?
Maybe. Can't think of any top of my head right now, but I could probably, you know, there has to be. I would say Kaylee Ray would make a good choice, but she's in her own feud with somebody else right now. But she's in a feud with her Mandy Rose. So it would have to be somebody else.
Yeah, because you have to just
woman, you know, there, just standing there, to be the Miss China. She's a breather. She's a pretty chick, but yeah, have her do something. You know, so all you guys saying, she has a pretty face with big booba. I ironically miss Poppy.
You miss Poppy?
Yeah, I'm missing Triple H's of Mistress.
You know what, dude? We might see her during Halloween again. That'll probably be the only time.
And also, the main event was Cameron Grimes and our boy Tony DeAngelo. Before we reach to the actual main event, we saw Wendy Chu just talking to Tiffany and saying that don't feel bad with your first love, everyone loses to Io Shirai. And Tiffany smacks Wendy's drink off. And also, guess who returned?
Who?
Pete Poppin.
Oh, Pete Dunne?
During the final moments of the match between Grimes and our boy, Tony, PT Poppins, brought a croquette bat and smashed it on, Tony's fingers. And Grimes hit him with Kaven. And also during the after credits of NXT, Braun Breaker is about to leave, you know, go home. So we see, the cartel of Phantasma racing, you know, to do their, you know, gang attack. But guess who, even with the odds, a younger Tommaso Ciampa. Yes, Andrew.
I thought Tommaso was already going to SmackDown.
No, he's going to team up with his protege.
Oh, Lord.
And also, guess what? Tommaso Ciampa's beard.
Died.
Yeah, he died his beard.
Literally, die beard.
And like I said, he's Braun Breaker's protege. Now we're at Wednesday. You know what that means?
Rampage.
We start with the main event. Cody Rhodes versus Sami G for a unification match. And what do you thought about the match, Andrew?
I skipped that match.
Why, you don't like Steve versus Homelander?
No, because fuck Homelander. Fuck Cody. That literally the most stupidest man in AEW. Oh, I'm gonna work without a contract. Fucking stupid.
But don't worry. It was a lot of spot matches.
AKA Spot Monkeys?
Yes, Steve-O going over the top, doing a diamond cutter on top of the ladder, him doing a suicide dive, all that good stuff. It was pretty good. As much as I wanted to sit at the match, it was alright. But, you know, Steve-O took much of the beating, and Homelander didn't. I was surprised, right? But at least the right person actually won the title belt, right? Yeah, it was actually Sami G that won the belt. Uniting the TNT title belt. It's not a 5 out of 5 match, like all these fucking freaks are peeking about. After that, we had two jobbers losing to the hometown hero, Warlow, because they're Cleveland. And also, yeah, but he's babyface pop.
Yeah, it's his hometown. And also, he's teasing the turn.
Yeah, he might be a babyface. And also, are we seeing the collapse of the Inner Circle?
Collapse of the Inner Circle or the Pinnacle?
No, because Santana and Ortiz and Jericho are having a feud.
But why?
Because Ortiz and Santa, especially because they never got a tag team opportunity or fought for the tag team belt. They were too busy stopping all the small fires caused by Jericho. After the match, Jericho didn't go in the ring, pretty much isolating Jericho, and Jericho like, oh, no, you don't want me here, I'm out. But when 2.0 and Daniel Garcia were doing their shenanigans, Jericho come in and do the save. And Santana and Ortiz won the match. But you see the writing on the wall that Santana and Ortiz are out of the group.
Oof.
And also they're hyping up the Texas Death Match for next Wednesday between Adam Page and Lance Archer. And also CM Punk cut a promo. Yeah. Nothing really earth shattering happened. And also Pinnacle Pearl Harbor CM Punk. That was over. Andrew, our favorite girl won the match. Leah Hirsch.
Oh yeah, she won. Yeah.
I'm surprised Ole didn't give her a pro Russian gimmick. Oh yeah, they're not WWE, so. And also, there's gonna be the Battle of the Girls in the near future. And also, the House of Black, feuding with, the Death Triangle. And also, the Breaking Cut promo. There, get that. But here's the card for Friday. Are you ready for it, Andrew?
Sure.
John Moxley versus Anthony Bowen. And we're actually gonna have the actual match that never happened. But first, the Battle of the Proteges. Lee Johnson and Brock Anderson versus FTR. Or Team Anderson versus Team Blanchard.
Just say Tully.
Who was the better coach?
Team Arn versus Team Tully. That's make it better understand.
And AKA
the Battle of the Horsemen.
Our favorite girl, Jade Cartwell, is going to fight Julia Hart. I guess she's a pirate now because she has an eye patch.
Yes, I don't know.
And also, Jurassic Express versus Pirate Party for the title belt. And also, to hype up the car for Wednesday as well.
CM Punk versus MJF. CM Punk
the first time ever. And also, Death Triangle versus the House of Black. And also, the main event, a lights out match between Orange Cassidy and Adam Cole that day. And also, apparently, some guy wearing face paint.
Danhausen.
Now, who?
Danhausen.
Who?
Danhausen.
Who?
No swearing.
Who?
No swearing.
Who?
No swearing.
If he was smart, he'd capitalize on that gimmick.
He does.
Like, literally, who are you?
No swearing.
If I was him, capitalize on that. I don't know if you listen to us, capitalize on you being as obscure as fuck, to the point that nobody knows you can work here. And also, our boy, Orange Cassidy, did the Panama Sunrise on Adam Cole. And also, all these cool fans are having a bitch, hi there, Orange Cassidy, do that. And Orange Cassidy did a lot of, you know, movesets that are pretty top tier. But the way to end the match, Orange Cassidy defeated Adam Cole's undefeated record. You know, Orange Cassidy did the best friend's hug.
Yep, he did the best friend's hug and then stage dive. Onto plywood tables. AKA, let's copy the WrestleMania spot with Shane and The Miz.
Then everyone's trying to, you know, do, Johnny Wrestling is an Ollie!
To the point where Johnny Gargano's like, no.
I'd be surprised if he actually did it in the Rumble. Imagine?
Yeah, oh, dude, that would piss off everybody. That shit would be mad funny, though. AEW stands would be crying in the corner. What are you doing?
Imagine.
That shit would be funny, though. He said all these AEW stands would be crying. You're supposed to be in all Elite!
And also, like you said, our Cody Rhodes has felt great again, confirming strong Ross report about him not in contract, saying that he's currently working on a handshake deal.
Okay, Cody.
So what do you think about All Elite?
It was entertaining.
Any downers in that match?
Like you said, Sammy and Cody. I was like, yeah, I already know who's gonna win that one.
Oh, that's what I said. Steve-O versus Homelander.
Otherwise than that, everything else is cool.
Any other wrestling news? Or any wrestling speculation?
No, like, supposedly, like I said, Shane McMahon's been confirmed. I don't know who else. They said apparently more WWE legends, so I was like, oh, great. Jeff Jarrett again.
I'll be surprised if Okada appears.
You know what? Soul alive, but everybody, like, oh, dude, I pissed off all the AEW stands the other day. Because you know how BT Sports, WWE division, they posted a picture of Okada. It's like, oh, yeah, Okada's going to make his debut at the Rumble. And I posted in the comments. I used my personal page. I said, oh, yeah, all you AEW stands crying in the fucking corner right now if this happens. And, dude, everybody went, like, I still have the comments here, too. This is how they try to, yeah, this is how they fucking try to, you know, they try to be, you know, not cuss me out. Exactly, not cuss me out, but, so let's see if I have the comments here. Doo-dee-doo-doo. Oh, here we go. I posted, like I said, probably won't happen because they did this similar to in 2017. Everyone thought Kenny Omega would show up, but he never showed up. It's a good thing Kenny Omega never showed up, LOL. Neither is Okada. I can't see him being in a WWE ring. Okada, that is. Yeah, these hold on. This dude tried to defend. You could tell he was an AEW stan. Just, but let me read you the comment, and you be the judge. They should be crying. They should be embracing it and be very happy that the fact that this could happen. You know, my response was, I told him, like, yeah, it is gonna happen, but guess what? It's not gonna happen in an AEW ring.
I guess it's a lot of guys like, oh, you know, why don't we just Cody the prophet being the open door forbidden door to me?
And of course, this other guy saying, no, it's a fake post. I hope you know that, right? You're taking it too seriously. My response is, hey, dude, let me enjoy this. He's like, I told him, don't take away my happiness. This is.
That would be a pretty big dick move. Miguel Okada, well, another New Japan talent.
Tanahashi. Yeah, it would be Tanahashi, and then Okada. Let's see who else. Oh, Blue Justice, because he's an old school guy.
Could be worse. They could get a fucking Bray Wyatt. Imagine.
Ooh, the fucking Fiend again. Oh, and you know what else I heard too? Another rumor that popped up. The WWE found another trademark. You never guess what the trademark is.
What is it?
Apparently the trademark is called the Wrestling Goddess.
Wrestling Goddess.
For those of you who don't know, the WWE found a trademark called the Wrestling Goddess. And I'm putting my two and two together saying they're going to give Alexa Bliss her old gimmick back.
That she's going to jump gimmick?
Yeah. That they're literally just going to give her back her old gimmick and literally just wipe away the Bray Wyatt stench. Supposedly. As I read in the comment section. AKA no more Fiend, no more spoopy stuff, no doll, no Lily doll. Nope. Poof. Now it's gone.
No more Hawking.
Nope. No more spooky stuff. No more goth big titty Alexa. Now we're going back to glam. Now we're going back to glamorous big titty Alexa. Also, they filed that trademark recently. Also, Keith Lee also did some trademarking as well.
Right.
He actually filed the trademark Bearcat.
So he's still doing the thing again?
No, because WWE never filed on it. Never filed the trademark for the Bearcat. For the Bearcat name. But Keith Lee's like, you know what? They didn't. I'm going to do it.
Like I say, still going with the whole honoring his former coach. Still prefer the Keith Lee gimmick.
No. He'll probably keep the Keith Lee gimmick. It's just he'll probably use that as like a, you know, how Shawn Michaels uses the Heartbreak Kid. Kind of like a nickname or ring, you know, ring name, nickname kind of thing. Oh, here comes the Bearcat Keith Lee, you know. Because, you know, in the indies, he's just been Keith Lee. No other thing before or after.
Greetings to politicians.
Huh?
Keith Lee is like, you know, as exotic speeches. Keith Lee everyone likes. And that's the Keith Lee I like. Give me that Keith Lee. I miss the old Keith Lee. I don't like this new Keith Lee.
Well, we'll see.
So, Andrew, are you ready to go to the Smelly Warehouse?
Yes, I am ready.
I am ready.
Let's go. This ends our wrestling segment. Now moving on to Lucha Underground.